Earth, sky.
Have you ever stood outside on a dark, starry night and seen a meteor or shooting star?
Sometimes, after a meteor shower, people report hearing the meteors. Some exceptionally bright meteors have been reported as having a low hissing sound, like sizzling bacon.
For years, professional astronomers said meteors don't make a sound. Typically, a meteor burns up about 100 kilometers or 60 miles above Earth's surface. Because sound travels so much more slowly than light does, the rumblings of a large meteor shouldn't be heard for several minutes after you see the meteor streak across the sky. If that happened, a meteor 100 kilometers high would boom about 5 minutes after it appears.
But that doesn't happen. And what about meteors that seem to make a sound at the same time you're seeing them? Astronomers now speak of electrophonic meteors. The explanation is that meteors give off very low-frequency radio waves, which travel at the speed of light. Even though you can't directly hear radio waves, these waves can cause physical objects on the Earth's surface to vibrate. The radio waves cause a sound, which our ears might interpret as the sizzle of a meteor shooting by.
We have more on this subject, plus charts of events in the night sky at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.
It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick.
I am Trumpeter Lanfrey, one of the surviving trumpeters in charge of the Light Brigade of Balaclava. I am now going to sound the bugle that was sounded at Waterloo, and sound the charge as was sounded at Balaclava on that very same bugle. The 25th of October,
1854. Drawing morning in
for the dawn,
gone inside their pocket like a whisper on the wind. Every time I see you passing by, I have to wonder why. The song touching your world has been betrayed like love grown old. The silhouettes of children crying somewhere in the cold. Every time I see you passing by, light is fading out
at the edge of the universe.
The tree is hidden in shadow,
waiting
in the fog of the useless doubt. Every time I see you passing by, to wonder why. going, going.
Jesus.
The imperative is done.
Raise the dead.
All your symbols are shattered.
But
all your sacred words are gone. Every time I see you passing by, I have to wonder why.
The incredible Tom Rapp and Pearls Before Swine from the album Balaclava. That was Translucent Carriages. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we illuminate the world of 78s, audio tapes, vinyl records, and even a few endangered CDs. Radio Thrift Shop celebrates life in the slow lane. It's analog radio for a digital world. Today I'm going to do one of my occasional features called Left Off the Dial, or actually Left Off the Charts. It's an occasional feature that highlights releases that in an alternative dimension should have been hits or more well known rather than relegated to the thrift shop record bin. So, my selection for this week's Left Off the Charts is an album by a band called Morning Song. It's from 1974. It's called Listen to a Sunrise, and it was recorded in Mechanicsville, Pennsylvania. The musicians in the band Morning Song were Greg Taylor on drums, Steve Binsberger on piano and organ, Rick Farr on harpsichord, Mary McConaughey on violins, Joe Pleva on viola, William Thomas on cello, Linda Thomas on harp. So from 1974, the release is called Listen to a Sunrise, Left Off the Charts. We're going to hear a tune called Listen to Me.
Empty pages that you're reading in your mind. lets my mind go wandering. But your face is all I have found, and I'm floating.
Just the dreams in my mind,
but I'm happy.
I guess I let you just unwind,
because I know that all the changes that you say are only empty pages that you're reading in your mind. Find the time to sing for me, find me the things you are to me.
Besides you roam so far and free, you know it all belong to me.
Love me when I'm by your side, I promise that I leave my mind.
Thank you. trunk was a-lakin'. The sand, it was a grayish shade of blue. Spirits held desire, my eyes they did admire. The evening that we only thought we knew.
Stillness of sleep, and the desert raven, he has poetry.
Just an incredible eponymous release by Jonathan Wilson from the CD Gentle Spirit. We heard a tune called Desert Raven. And before that, from my Left Off the Chart selection for this week, the band Morning Song from 1974, we heard Ontario and Look at Me from their album Listen to a Sunrise. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I have some Thrift Shop news for you. Prince Roy of Sealand, also known as Roy Bates, has passed away. He was born in 1921 to Harry and Lillian Bates, born to be an adventurer. He was the only surviving child of five siblings, who all died as babies or in early childhood. And at the age of 15, he made his way to the Spanish Civil War to join the International Brigade, seeking adventure, eventually returning to Great Britain via Gibraltar. He then took up an apprenticeship at Smithfield Meat Market, with Lord Vesti intending to go to Argentina and run cattle ranches for him. With the advent of the Second World War, he joined the nearest recruiting office, and by the end of the war, he was in an infantry major in the 1st Battalion Royal Fusiliers City of London Regiment. He served in the 8th India Division, and seeing action in Africa, Italy, Iraq, Syria, and several other spheres of conflict. He took part in the hard-fought battle for the mountaintop monastery of Monte Cassino, where the Germans fiercely held back the Allied advance north through Italy toward Rome. After the war, he imported meat by the trainload from southern Ireland to the rationed north. He imported latex from Malaysia to manufacture swim fins. He then went on to build up an inshore fishing fleet on the Essex coast. He had a chain of butcher shops, a wholesale meat depot, and at one time he was an estate agent. In the mid-1960s, Roy became fascinated by pirate radio and started Radio Essex on the Knockajon Forts. Later, after being prosecuted under the Marine Offenses Act, he moved his family to the Rough Towers, 7.5 miles off of the coast of the North Sea, in the North Sea, and he declared independence from the United Kingdom on the Fortress Island and named it the Principality of Sealand, bestowing on his beloved wife, Joan, on her birthday, the title of Princess, in what was a hugely romantic gesture. Many adventures were to follow, including run-ins with the British government and terrorist attacks. He had periods of wealth and times of hardship, but he never gave in to anything and never gave in to anybody. In a 1980s television interview, Roy said, "I might die young or I might die old, but I will never die of boredom." He passed away quietly on October 8th after several years of debilitating Alzheimer's disease. Roy leaves his widow Joan, son Michael, and daughter Penny. And for more information about the independent island of Sealand, I believe you can go to sealand.gov. That's Prince Roy, Roy Bates, passing away. He lived a good long life. He was born in 1924. All right. We're going to hear some music now by Jim Sullivan from his self-titled LP. This is Tea Leaves.
Hey, gypsy girl, as you're reading his fortune in tea leaves, your knowing not showing, your heart will be broken if he leaves. All she said was that you would find a happiness. What could you see in her eyes? You would have to guess.
He smiles on the outside, and inside a thought he is breeding. She has rings through her ears, mystic charm round her neck is misleading. All she said was that you would find a happiness. What could you see in her eyes? You would have to guess. Spoken and promises broken, as we know. And he thought he heard someone speaking, but as in a haze though. She held on with her eyes like a spear of trust, knowing that love
I see my scene. touch back your pretty blonde hair? And who's gonna star in your next affair? And who's gonna litter your shadow with gold and shelter your body when you're frozen and cold? Who is this man who lives with no coat? And who's gonna track down and crack your disguise and break all the locks to your fortress of ice and throw back the doors of your thoughts all run free to be lost by the wind and drowned by the sea? For you are entered by some mystery. Who is the hero who crawls in the night and seeks his rewards without any fight? Who is the hero? Does he stand true? And is he standing before you? Is it just backstreet visions of lonesome hotels where you threw all your coins into wishing wells, and you walked all the streets and you read all the signs just to seek out a gypsy to read your lifelines? But you lost direction and stumbled out blind. Who is the hero? Crawls in the night and seeks his rewards without any fight. Who is the hero? Does he stand true? And is he standing before you? Yes, who is the hero who crawls in the night and seeks his rewards without any fight? Who is the hero? Does he stand true? And is he standing before you? There's a light from above shining. Oh, things all right. And the love that I'm feeling all around fills my heart and my soul with its
left off the chart selection for this week. A tune called There's a Light by Morning Song from the album Listen to a Sunrise, recorded back in 1974 in Mechanicsville, Pennsylvania. Before that, Kevin Lamb with Who is the Hero? Prior to that, Ray Stinnett and You Make Me Feel from A Fire Somewhere, an album recorded in 1971, but literally just released last week by Light in the Attic Records. And we started that set off with Jim Sullivan, a tune called Tea Leaves. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of the last century of recorded sound. Yes, we're doing radio old school. No Twitter, no Facebook, just carrier pigeons and great tunes. But I do have an email, and I'd like to hear from you. In fact, right now, we're going to do our contest. It's a QSL contest. If you would like an official, one-of-a-kind Radio Thrift Shop QSL, you need to answer this question and email me the answer. Well, what's it going to be this week? You never know. I'm going to play a tune. I'm not going to tell you the name of the artist. I'm not going to tell you the name of the song. But I want you to tell me what the featured instrument is in this piece of music. The featured instrument. What is the main lead instrument? If you think you know, you can email me at FMOE. That's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, FMOE, at colby-sawyer.edu. Again, that's FMOE. At colby-sawyer.edu. What is the lead instrument on this piece of music?
Thank you. Just be on the door. open for mankind nature's door, a life known by a few. And those who knew that shared their knowledge, fewer cared about what they could do. For most felt it was mad to conceive that plants thought, felt, and moved quite like we. But with instruments both would devise, would take science itself by surprise. What will it take, for heaven's sake, for those who find what's real too hard to believe in? It's that same old story again. Born of slaves who died soon to realize the need his life would be. Selflessly he gave his wisdom to a way where first no minds would see. He said if farmland was to be rich, we must plant crops to replenish it. But it took him persuasion and test to convince them Carver's way was best.
All right, from the album The Secret Life of Plants, Stevie Wonder with a song called Same Old Story. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, dusting off the curios, the 45s, the 78s, the cassettes, the 8-tracks, the wire recordings. I'd like to say thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take care of your community, and take care of those you love.